Really? Huh.
At Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And I'm taking...
Because I didn't think you were teaching Jewish
class. No, I'm not.
Class, and I said, ooh, I thought he was going to...
No, I'm not teaching at all.
Yeah.
But I decided to, you know, I was in France for 6 weeks in the spring. Yeah, and then I decided I wanted to go back, and then I just thought, oh, I just can't go over there and fumble around again with the language. If I'm going to go back, I'm going to try to learn it.
Good for you.
And I've had it, you know, but you lose it. Anyway, it's quite wonderful, but it's very...
Yeah, I know. Okay.
It's a very big thing.
Okay.
Because it's every day.
Uh-huh.
And I have to...
You'll be turned this way, George. Do you want to turn this way?
I don't want you to turn.
Okay, you... I'm sorry. I'll forget about you. You're there. Okay. Okay.
Whatever. Okay. I think it's a good idea because I'm not very good at getting my picture taken.
I know. I know. That's... I find that...
If I'm talking to someone, I don't really...
Yeah, I want to dislodge you. Yeah. And this might... I want to forget that this is here too, but...
Well, that doesn't bother you very much. It's about having a camera pointed at you when I think about it.
Oh, I know.
I don't think about it.
Exactly. Oh, I know. If I use any of this to publish, I'll let you know. I'll send you a copy. Is
okay.
that all right?
Yes.
Is that the end? I want to tell you that in the beginning, or talk about it in the beginning.
No, that's fine. But I would like to see whatever you're going to use.
Right, right. So I'm putting that on the tape right now.
All right.
Okay. And I just find you... Well, for me, you've been an important figure. I talked about you in South Bend and two people there, and... I think about, and especially in Kansas City, I think a lot about you as Kansas City just gets started and becomes more and more aware of themselves as artists, and there's one person in particular who reminds me a lot of you. His name is Don Lambert, and he has done much. He's not an artist, but he's executive director of the Fine Arts Council in Topeka, but he's going all over the country, and he always promotes Kansas City people and Kansas people, and he's and just sort of that sort of caring and keep pushing, and he's not a teacher. I think sometimes that goes with the, you know, being a teacher. You were a teacher, and I think that you have that giving, that generous quality about, and where were you born? Always Chicago?
No.
Yeah.
My origins are different. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Middle Westerner from the upper Michigan, mm-hmm. the upper peninsula.
Really? Huh, okay.
And I grew up there. I went to high school there in Escanaba, Michigan.
Escanaba.
And
how do you spell
it's
that?
A small town, Escanaba.
Okay.
And, have any special feelings one way or another about the growing up phase, except that when I got through with high school, I was very anxious to get out of there.
Okay.
And I guess later, in retrospect, the thing which probably was most important to me was the fact that I had a chance every summer to go to either this very tiny town on Lake Superior or out into the woods itself. I mean, I had relatives that had cabins and cottages and stuff like that. So I spent the summers in this beautiful country, which is really, even now, still relatively untouched, you know, because it's a very short season and a lot of tourists don't go there and so on. So anyway, that was probably one of the most important memories of my growing up years. And, you know, it was interesting, after having been away from there for a while, when I began to work again, it was those materials that I got there that somehow were the significant materials.
What in particular?
Well, you see, I mean, I love Lake Superior. I don't think there's any lake like it. It's the great one of the Great Lakes.
Okay.
And it's clean, and it's deep, and it's clear, and all these wonderful things, and it has great beaches. And the materials which are washed up on the beach there are really, I think, very special, because they've really been beaten about by the waves, and they're often bleached.